Police in Northern Ireland say there is no evidence that loyalist paramilitary groups are preparing to end their ceasefires, despite threats against the Irish government and reports of a planned attack in Dublin. The PSNI does not believe the groups currently have the capacity or intent to mount attacks in the Republic. There are concerns about growing anger within loyalism about the Brexit protocol and the so-called Irish Sea border, which the DUP and other unionists say has driven a wedge between Northern Ireland and the rest of the UK. But there are no indications at this stage of a planned resumption of a campaign of violence. Here's our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney.
Police in Northern Ireland believe loyalist paramilitaries helped organise some anti-Brexit protocol rallies during the past year. Fears have been raised that their opposition could escalate and that they could return to violence if what many unionists perceive as a threat to Northern Ireland's position within the United Kingdom is not removed.
People talk about, you know, the border being in the Irish Sea. It's not. It's in British ports. It seems that rather than, you know, our economy being lined up with London, it's now being lined up with the EU, and that part of the EU is obviously Dublin.
Billy Hutchison is a former senior figure within the Ulster Volunteer Force. He served 15 years in prison for murdering two Catholics in Belfast in 1974 and was involved in the negotiations that led to the Good Friday Agreement. Now leader of the Progressive Unionist Party, which is linked to the UVF, he says he's concerned that many working class unionists feel their views are being ignored.
If you ignore people, then, you know, what you do is you leave a vacuum. When there's a political vacuum in this country, we know what happens. Politics needs to be seen to be working, and politics needs to be seen that they include everybody and don't exclude.
An umbrella group representing the loyalist paramilitary organisations, the UVF, UDA and Red Hand Commando, has issued a series of statements spelling out its opposition to the Northern Ireland Protocol. The Loyalist Communities Council has said Irish government ministers are not welcome across the border until the dispute is resolved. Earlier this month, it warned of dire consequences if a long-term collapse of power sharing at Stormont resulted in joint authority by the Irish and British governments. That was widely interpreted as a threat that the Loyalist ceasefires declared in 1994 could end.
It was not meant to be a threat. It was meant to be conveying an understanding that if the circumstances in which the 94 ceasefires were undermined, which joint authority would do, then those ceasefires could in no way be further guaranteed.
David Campbell is chairman of the LCC. He's a former chair of the Ulster Unionist Party and was involved in the Good Friday Agreement negotiations. The Irish government has not used the phrase joint authority when talking about the implications of a collapse of power sharing, but has pointed to the Good Friday Agreement, which gives it a consultative role. Minister for Foreign Affairs Simon Coveney was forced to abandon a speech in North Belfast in March after the venue was the target of a hoax bomb alert by the UVF. During another visit to the city earlier this month, he was in defiant mood.
The Irish government and Irish government ministers have obligations under the Good Friday Agreement, and we are not going to be intimidated.
Minister Coveney and Taoiseach Leo Varadkar are singled out for particular criticism. 5 years ago, Mr. Varadkar used a front page story and photograph in the Irish Times to warn EU leaders about the potential danger of the return of a hard border as a result of Brexit. The image was the aftermath of an IRA attack on a border customs post in August 1972, in which 9 people died. Simon Coveney tweeted a link to the article, citing it as an example of why there should not be any border infrastructure on the island of Ireland. David Campbell says the move was perceived as the Irish government using a threat of violence to get its way.
That in itself created such resentment that it has undone 25 years of positive bridge building between Belfast and Dublin.
While loyalist leaders say there is growing anger within their ranks, police in Northern Ireland do not believe there is currently any serious threat of an end to the ceasefires, as PSNI Chief Constable Simon Byrne told this month's meeting of the Northern Ireland Policing Board.
We have not to date seen any corroboration of a heightened threat of violence and disorder from loyalist paramilitaries.
Loyalist paramilitary groups have continued to recruit in the 28 years since their ceasefires. They're currently believed to have a combined membership of more than 15,000, but the vast majority are not regarded as active. The groups still have access to handguns and a smaller number of rifles, and have the ability to make pipe bombs containing small amounts of explosives. But the assessment is that they do not currently have the expertise required to make larger devices like car bombs. They also lack the network and logistics required to carry out attacks across the border, and the proliferation of security cameras on major roads and in cities and towns makes detection highly likely. Police say there is no evidence of a move to what they call a military footing. But there is concern about the intentions of the East Belfast UVF, which claims to have up to 2,000 members. Police searches targeting the group last week uncovered 8 handguns, 3 pipe bombs and a large quantity of ammunition. The fear is that it could engage in street violence to portray itself as defending the union and detract from the fact that it's heavily involved in drug dealing and a wide range of other criminal activity. Billy Hutchison says many Loyalists who took risks to build the peace process and end the violence are determined it will not return.
I think that the problem is that it can very quickly go to there if we don't do something about it. That's my concern. You know, as a young lad in this road, you know, back in 1971, you know, I didn't see it going where it went. I'm always concerned, you know, that there's an opportunity for people to go back to violence when politics doesn't work. So it's up to the politicians to make sure it works.
David Campbell says the Loyalist Communities Council shares that view.
Well, I have made it clear that my position, and I think the leaderships generally of the groups allied to the LCC, would be untenable if there was a return to violence. You know, we would have failed if that happened.
David Campbell of the Loyalist Communities Council and a former chair of the Ulster Unionist Party, ending that report by our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney.